All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for November 29th, 2022. It's 10:34 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Bush. Commissioners Senegal and Alford are out at medical appointments this morning, so we miss them.
Please bow. Dear God, we pause now to give you thanks. Thanks for all the wonderful things that you've done for us. We thank you for this great country that we live in. We thank you for this opportunity to meet. We thank you for this opportunity to serve the citizens of Jefferson County. We ask that you be with each of us today. Help us make great decisions. Be with our employees. Keep them safe. And thank you for a wonderful past Thanksgiving. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have a relatively short agenda today. We'll begin with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for an IFB for Mesquite Point Public Boat Ramp pursuant to a Texas Parks and Wildlife Department contract pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. This project is funded by a combination of Parks and Wildlife Department grants, a Chenier donation, and County ARPA Revenue Replacement Fund. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a renewal for a rebid term contract for mowing for Jefferson County for a third one-year renewal with Universal Operations LLC from November 30th, 2022 to November 29th, 2023. Item C is to consider, approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number one to a contract for the lease of the Jefferson County Downtown Jail, which changes the rate and the operator's compensation. Jail revenues, cost payments, records, and reports under Section 4.14 to a rate of $75 for the first 64 Jefferson County inmates housed in Jefferson County Downtown Jail, and retain the rate of the lowest inmate agency per diem rate collected from outside contracted agencies for Jefferson County inmates above the first 64 inmates. This will go into effect November 1st, 2022 through the current contract term ending December 11th of 2023. Item D is to consider and approve the disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code Section 262.1523 for broken or obsolete items. And item E is consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized for local government code 262.1523 for computer equipment that's become obsolete. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Bush and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a fiscal year 2023 budget transfer for the nurse practitioner for the replacement of the chair in an amount of $350. Item B is to receive and file a statement of financial position for Jefferson County Community Supervision and Correction Programs for the fiscal year ended August 31st, 2022. Item C is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,165,763.09 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item D is regular county bills, check numbers 501134 through 501335. And item E is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $234,855.60. to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Do I have a motion on those items, Mr. Auditor?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Airport, we have one item. which is to consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a ground lease agreement between Jefferson County and CRV-PA1 LLC. The lease is for 1,855 square foot piece of airport property located on Highway 365 for a turn-in. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under County Commissioners, we have two items to receive and file an executed order regarding the Jefferson County Assistance District Number 4. And item B is to receive and file an executed reinvestment zone order for the Arkema 2022 property. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under engineering, we have one item to consider and possibly approve an authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file a phase two small MS4 annual report for the Texas Pollution Discharge Elimination System. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Bush and Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? And lastly, under the Sheriff's Department, we have one item to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Carla D. Barron for 32 years and 7 months of service to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department and wishing her well in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
And moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we wish Ms. Barron well. She has been there in the Emergency Operations Center during some of our natural disasters, and we appreciated her work very much and the loan of her from the Sheriff's Department. One issue that we need to take up is next Tuesday's meeting. There are a couple of groundbreaking ceremonies that the Commissioner's Court's been invited to attend. Total next week at 10 a.m. and then community services or family services at 2. So I am proposing that we have Commissioner's Court next Tuesday at 12:45 p.m. Is that okay with everyone? Any problems that anyone can think of? Okay, nothing, then we will plan on putting out the notice of the meeting and agenda on Thursday for 12:45 p.m., okay, Annette?
Thanks, Judge.
And now we'll turn to public comment. If anyone wishes to make public comment, the lectern is open. If you're attending electronically, you need to press star 6 to unmute your line. You may. Would you introduce yourself, please, sir?
Yes, sir. My name is Jim Nance, and I'm from Houston. And I've had the opportunity for the last 3 years to come to know some of the great people here in the Golden Triangle. I've given to Alex a economic study of what we did about 2 years ago by a well-known economic consultant that has been used by, I think, the largest refinery here in Beaumont. I've forgotten its name, Motiva, and Total. And what we're planning is a 58-acre master plan mixed-use development on 365, and the centerpiece, which we're trying to do along the Texas, the coastal bend, which goes all the way to Lake Charles, is luxury RV resorts, gated security, pools, amazing clubhouse with hot showers and so forth. And we've had a lot of interest in being within this 58 acres, and this our engineer survey company is Southtex, which I think is well known to most people that live in this area. And Anthony Leger and George Townsend have become close friends and brothers in getting this done. And having that, I'm here And I appreciate the facility of how Alex has brought this to the table with y'all. And we're getting a fifth entrance on the southeast corner to allow the development of that 7 acres without the dependency on the retention ponds that we will put at the back of the tract on the map. And it will allow certain things to occur, more revenue and so forth for the community, and we would be selling property. We have already sold 5 acres to the Jazani family, which is Campbell Oil in this area, and they're going to do a mixed-use retail development in front of our RV resort, which we plan to start construction in the first quarter of 2023. And I just appreciate the facility of how y'all have looked at our request, and I'm just grateful.
Well, thank you for being here, Mr. Nance. We'll, the court will forgive you for making the bad decision to live in the city of Houston and not live in Jefferson County, but
well,
but we appreciate you investing your money here. So part of the master plan is to do retention areas on the backside of the property?
Eventually. Eventually. When the 58 acres is broken into three large parcels, the 25 acres where we're doing the RV resort, which instead of what zoning allows is almost 450 units, we're only doing 250. And we have two stock ponds so they can fish after work. And we have an infinity pool. We have gated security. And our streets are all 40 feet wide, not the 25 feet that's required, which allows people to have their friends come because it can get crowded at an RV resort. But we come to town, Bonnie, to be good servant leaders. Emphasis on the servant. And we just appreciate the kindness that's been extended to us. South Tex has been an incredible company to work with, and we hope to make a little bit of difference and help create more neighborhoods with people that respect the law and will do what they're supposed to do.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I would mention to everybody that TDEM had the Texas Division of Emergency Management had weather calls this morning, and they're anticipating the potential, slight potential in our area for severe weather this evening. We're probably going to get some rain here. There's a chance of tornadoes and straight line winds, but most of the meteorologists think that those are going to remain to our north and east. And be prepared for this evening, the potential of rain that should be gone by this morning, tomorrow morning, with nice weather tomorrow and a little bit cooler. All right. Any other elected official have any announcements that they'd like to make? If not, we so appreciate each of you being here, and I hope y'all have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you so much. We are adjourned.
I tell you what, Friday night in Junction, you come the damnest thunderstorm you've ever heard. I'm telling you.
Yeah, we got like 1.6 inches.
That's about what we got. Did you get a thunderstorm out?